Geek Radio Daily for Friday, June 19th, 2009. All the geek, and we promise you won't get slimed. Can you tell I've been playing a little bit of Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I've been playing the same game, too.
Oh, yeah, it's good. So, it's Friday. It is the weekend, and for once, it's not Fridays with Flynn, so...
You can call me Ishmael, bitch!
I'm Billy Flynn. How are you doing? And across from me, well, apparently, it's the Bruce.
Who the hell are you? I'm the new guy.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
welcome,
I'm
going to
be the new guy for a long time, aren't I?
Welcome to Fridays.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
thank
maybe,
you for having
maybe
me.
Not. Maybe there's something about that. Oh, I don't know, in the mailbag. We call that foreshadowing.
Ooh.
Let's see. This date, 1912. The 8-hour workday was adopted by the U.S. government for all government employees. I'd like to know when it actually goes into effect. That'd be nice. This date, 1934. The first movie of The Sun was taken. You had to wear sunglasses to the theater to see it. This date, 1934, the Communications Act was signed, establishing the FCC.
Son of a bitch.
This date, 1939, Atlanta became the first American city to prohibit pinball machines. Mayor William Hartsfield signed an act which stipulated that anybody who played a pinball machine would be subject to a $20 fine and 30 days labor.
Ooh.
Pal.
Yeah.
This date, 1978, Garfield, created by Jim Davis, first appeared in newspapers as a comic strip.
Aw.
So it's Garfield's birthday, technically.
Technically. There and we go. Have other brother birthdays today, too.
Yeah, brother man.
Zoe Saldana.
Oh. Yeah.
You know her from Drumline, Crossroads,
she
and
was Star Trek. Short Red Skirts.
Yeah.
Mia Sara's 42. Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You, sir, are an a-hole.
Sorry. Paula Abdul is 47 years old today from American Idol, and she used to have a singing career.
She did, once upon a time. Yeah. Kathleen Turner, 55. Joan Wilder from Romancing the Stone. Peggy Sue Got Married. All kinds of films. You know her. You love her.
Yeah. Somewhat slightly less geeky.
Yes.
Salman Rushdie is 62 years old.
Let's see. Felicia Rashad is 61. She was Mrs. Huxtable in The Cosby Show. We all watched that in the 80s.
Yes,
couldn't help
we did.
It.
Sports guy that I am. Lou Gehrig. Is 100 and would be.
Would be. I was about to say, don't tell me he is 100 because I see
reanimated and all that.
Yeah. Elaine Spanky McFarlane, Spanky from the, you know, the Young Rascals.
Yeah.
Little Rascals. They're not the Young Rascals. That was a singing group. Oh my God. So yeah, Ghostbusters.
One more.
Mo
Howard.
Mo.
112 years old.
Hey, Mo. So how about Ghostbusters?
Oh, Ghostbusters.
How freaking fun is that?
Oh, that's a blast.
Slimer,
uh-huh.
Right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Slimer, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man,
uh-huh.
Library Ghost. And that's, by God, that's how you start it.
Then you go into Peck.
Oh, yeah. It's about to start there, and I'm like, Ghostbusters, seriously, it's a video game based on a movie, which means it doesn't work, but somehow it does, because, oh, my God, it's the third Ghostbusters movie, and you're just the schmo, the no-name schmo in the movie that does nothing, so you get to stand there and listen and watch the movie as it happens.
Yeah, they tell you that, it's like, oh, well, names, we don't need a new guy.
Tearing apart things with the proton pack, that was fun. That was fun. Unfortunately, I doubt seriously there'll be anything that fun on television tonight.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
But we can look. We can hope. Keep your fingers crossed, kids. Let's see. A New Surviving Suburbia and the Good is on tonight, huh?
Uh-huh.
There you go.
On NBC, they have The Chopping Block. Didn't they cancel this already?
Oh, maybe this is one of these special summer shows.
Ooh.
Fox has a new Don't Forget the Lyrics. And that's so good, they follow it with a rerun of Mental, a show which I believe maybe has been canceled. I don't know.
Over there on CBS, we have The Ghost Whisperer, and then Flashpoint and Numbers.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, He's Gonna Kill You Last. It's the Governator in Commando. Maybe he's going commando. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't want to know. Over there on Spike TV, we have Fight Club.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to be controversial here. I think Fight Club's a little overrated because I figured it all out right at the beginning and there was no real surprises for me and it made no sense when you look at it from that way. Bravo's got Lethal Weapon 3 and 4. There you go. Those are good movies. Okay, well, no.
No. TNT's got Wedding Crashers.
I believe that Mel Gibson could beat up Jet Li. I do.
Oh, yeah, sure. No. With a stick as he slept.
Yeah. FX is showing Hellboy followed by Underworld Evolution, so there you go. Get you some geek on that way.
There you go.
Those fun things.
I'm scrolling down here. Oh, G4 has a marathon of Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior's a good show.
Yeah, it is.
It's
a
blast. Painful. Painful looking. It would hurt. BBC America Friday Night with Jonathan Ross tonight. He's talking to Ben Stiller and Ewan McGregor as well as Eminem. Now, that's just an interesting lineup.
Yeah, who planned that show?
I'm not sure, but they're cool people. TCM, Turner Classic Movies. Alice doesn't live here anymore. This is the serious drama about a woman running from an abusive husband trying to raise her kid, which got turned into the sitcom Alice on CBS at Mel's Diner.
Wow. Way to TVI that.
Well, there's like, you know, 10 minutes of the movie that takes place at that sequence, and they built the whole sitcom around that.
That's cool. Disney, you have The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay. Cartoon Network, Batman Brave and the Bold versus Gorilla Grodd. Huh?
Yeah.
You got gorilla action going on.
And you have Nicktoons, you have two episodes of Wolverine and the X-Men.
Ooh, well, if I'm watching anything tonight, sir, forget the Nicktoons. It's Nickelodeon because a lawyer takes his daughter's scout troop on their annual jamboree. Tonight, George Lopez and Daniela Bobadilla star in Mr. Troop Mom.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
See?
Yes, indeed. Checking the email, the good old DJ or meal bag. Hey, Geeps! Thank God you finally replaced the ever-missing Vicar with someone who can be in the show most of the week. Keep the Bruce and relegate the Vicar to the Sweekly Show. Even better, change his credits to guest star. Just make him think about his misdeeds. That's greetings from Argus.
Wow!
Argus apparently either got up on the wrong side of the bed or someone took a ginormous dump in the cornflakes this morning.
Oh, man.
Wow, Argus.
Hey, but somebody likes me.
There you go.
I have a fan.
Well, good for you.
That's
it's about
like two now.
Don't let it go to your head, sir.
Oh, I won't.
Don't let it go to your head.
Minor internet celebrity that I am.
Speaking of that, so we had told everyone the Vicar was coming back like Monday. This is coming Monday.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Ain't happening,
apparently.
Unfortunately.
Apparently, after taking a week of being belt buckle, he's going to need
a sabbatical,
a day off. So he would not be with us on Monday. So there you go.
Yeah.
Which means, I guess, we'll just go ahead and tell the world this now. We got notice yesterday that we are finalists for a Parsec Award.
Way to segue that one. But
you like
yeah,
that one?
That was
well,
a good one.
Because, you know, hey.
He's not going to be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, what are we going to do? Wait? Because, you know, we're going to have to close off, you know. Blah, blah, blah. We'll find out, you know, soon enough everything that's going on down there, and that's going to be fun at Dragon Con. But yeah, we got the email. It's like, woohoo! You're like, really?
And
we are,
and we're nominated. We're finalists in two
categories. What is it? Best infotainment cast and best fan cast. So yeah,
hey, now we're special.
You spread the love around, and we do appreciate that. So if you'd like to send messages telling us whether or not you think the belt buckle should ever be back at the table. Because I don't know why you tell us, because he doesn't really talk to us about it. But anyway, you could send emails and we could talk all about it here on this fantastic show. You do that podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Brewster, Flinsters, all of us at geekradiodaily.com. Friday means new movies coming out, and of course, look at your geekified news? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Friday, June 19th edition, Geek Radio Daily. I can't talk.
Promo number 737.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. He told me enough. He told me you killed him. No. I am your father. No!
Door opens. Rich, I only have two questions, but first, why do you have my Terminator 2 and my William Shatner dolls out? And second, why are you naked?
Because they are my favorite toys. I love to play with them. Yes, they are my friends. My only friends.
Just clean up when you're done, okay, bud? There we go. Requiemoftheoutcast.com. We are! Okay, that was sad, but that really sucked.
Hey, this is James Keisley from Heroes, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, June 19th, 2009. All the geek and apparently a full complement of folks. Look, there's two people here on a Friday.
Yay.
I don't even know. Has that ever happened before?
I think it has, but...
it's been years.
Years.
Okay, fine.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Yes, indeed. Friday means it's time to go to the flicks, unless you're going to stay at home and play Ghostbusters, which is probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah, probably.
Because, I mean, look, you've got The Proposal out today.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock is a Canadian executive who forgets and lets her visa lapse, and they're going to kick her out of the country. But no, she says she's getting married to her assistant, played by Ryan Reynolds. The wackiness ensues. They're going to have to pretend to be a couple, and oh my goodness, find out. Maybe they know something about each other. It's going to be so sweet.
Betty White's going to steal the entire movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get her as the 90th birthday grandma. That's the whole plot. You're going to go spend birthday with grandma, her 90th.
Aww.
They're going to fall in love. Aww. Ladies, seriously, this is the quote-unquote chick flicks that I don't like is this kind right here. It's a great example of it. I don't have to watch one frame to tell you that I've seen this movie.
You've seen this movie before.
I've seen this movie several dozen times before.
Other than Sandra Bullock is naked in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Actual nudity?
Yes.
So I can stop looking at those fuzzy clips of fire in the Amazon?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Our other thing out today, speaking of Harold Ramis being a fantastic writer-director and part of the Ghostbusters video game that's so damn good, has brought us Year One. Jack Black and Michael Cera in, I guess, what is this, the History of the World Part One for this day and age?
Yeah, possibly.
It's Year One, they're people, they go around and have adventures. I'll probably get around to seeing this, but... You know, it looks like it's going to have a few moments. It doesn't look like it's that great.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I'm not going to be running out and
people say it's one way of looking at it. One way of looking at it is like if it was a spoof of Mel Gibson's Apocalypse.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Without somebody chewing into someone else's heart, I don't know that... well, what?
Chewing into somebody else's heart?
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, if you're going to have... It's going to be a spoof. You're going to have to spoof that part. When you spoof snakes on a plane, you got to have the snakes... And them biting.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, that Watchmen motion comic.
Uh-huh.
And that begat Marvel talking about making motion comics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of having the bad news about Buffy being remade by people and not Joss Whedon, how about we have a Buffy motion comic?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Maybe we'll get different people to do the voices this time.
Not just one person?
No, because that was the only thing. I'm just saying. Quote, what is certain? They're using the comic books as the starting point. All our favorite characters will be returning. The animated series will complement the original series. Whether any of the original cast will provide voices is uncertain, but doubtful. Joss Whedon still is involved. So they're taking, you know, like the season 8, the year 8 comics.
Uh-huh. I wonder if that one scene's going to be in there.
That's exactly the question. They've got that particular panel right here, and they're going, well, if it's animated, are we going to have that very special episode?
Yeah.
Tonight on a very special Buffy. So you got that to look forward to.
Okay, IO9 says, you may have some other associations with Brian Austin Green, such as the Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, but right now he's going to be joining the
90210.
Cast.
90210, he's the doofy kid from...
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that one. But right now, he's going to be joining the cast of Smallville.
Okay.
Brian Austin Green will be playing Metallo.
Really?
Yes. Cyborg villain with a heart of kryptonite. And yes, people are already talking about the fact that he used to be fighting cyborgs and now he's going to be one.
Now he's going to be a cyborg.
Yeah.
Coming for us all. They're going to turn us all. Keep watching the skis.
He's going to be at least in the first two episodes of this next season.
Okay.
Also, Entertainment Weekly is reporting that this next season may be Smallville's last.
They've said that for the past 4 years, haven't they?
And it's needed to be for the last 5 or 6.
Well, maybe.
They're also expecting
to argue the Justin Hartley aspect of that.
Well, he might be in his own spinoff. They're planning a spinoff with the show to keep it going, so who knows.
Maybe this will be, so if we ever get another Superman movie, maybe this will lay the ground so we can have a villain other than Lex, because Metallo would be a good villain.
Yeah, it would.
So first launched in 2007, Microsoft's Xbox Originals was a way for you to download Xbox games onto your Xbox 360s. Well, after initial flurry of releases, its service has slowed, and now they are just basically going to stop that. So you're going to have to, if you want old Xbox games, you know, go troll through the used game store like the rest of us, pal. Apparently, the price points and everything, there weren't enough of them for them to keep up the process.
Oh, well.
So that's one way that Microsoft didn't make money. I feel so bad.
Oh, one way. According to the Slice of Sci-Fi, if you're a Doctor Who fan in America and you haven't made plans to go to this year's San Diego Comic-Con, you might want to change your plans.
And why?
Because BBC America announced yesterday that the man who brings the 10th Doctor to life, David Tennant, is going to be at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm sorry, Billy.
All the people that have announced that they're going this year, it's fracking ridiculous. It is fracking ridiculous. Okay.
He's going to be joining, David Tennant is going to be joining the outgoing producer, Russell T. Davies, at the event. Tennant will travel to San Diego after having shoot his final scenes as the 10th Time Lord, and Comic-Con takes place July 23rd through 26th, if you don't have your tickets yet.
So, yeah, like you can get tickets. Okay, and try to be macho during this.
Okay.
Colby Curtin, a 10-year-old girl with a rare form of cancer, diagnosed for vascular cancer about 3 years ago, has been looking forward to Disney Pixar's movie Up from the moment she first ever saw a frame about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl, this is a terminal illness that she has.
Oh, no.
And with all of her treatments trying to keep her better, there was no way she was going to be strong enough to get to the theater. A Disney Pixar executive flew out to this girl, brought a DVD copy of Up, which is in theaters.
Oh, wow.
For her to see it because she is about adventure. She loved it. She wanted to see it from the beginning. She got to see this, and this girl passed away 7 hours after having seen it.
Oh,
so
man.
Pixar, Disney, Pixar specifically. It's Pixar on this.
Yeah.
Guys, heroes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the movies. And because, wow, they're, I just don't know what special reach of Brother Heart. But no, yeah. I'm not playing it. But damn, thank you, because that's incredible. Geeks keeping it real. I love
way
that.
Way to go out on that note.
Hey, got to have something uplifting for the weekend, don't you think?
Yeah, that's true.
GRD, Geek Radio Daily. Stop by iTunes. Please write a review while you're there. Subscribe. That would be fun. Tell us things.
Tell us who you love us.
We're lonely. We're a mirror that just needs to reflect you. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attributes, is non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Drop a message to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce of Fleischer's, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Roar! That was a Bengal tiger. I did that one to get my animal calling badge.
That's great, Russell.
I'm really good. Guess what that one was?
Annoying?
No, the puma. I know all kinds of calls. Bob White? Bob White?
What was that one? That actually sounded pretty good.
That wasn't me.
You got a runaway in terror badge?
No.
Time to earn it!